Okay. There she is.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Lily, are you on the line?
I'm sorry, can you hear me? Hi, Shola, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. Does the customer hear you?
Steve, Hi, Steve.
Hello, how are you?
Okay,
good,
great.
Thank you. Thank you, Shola.
Bye.
Alrighty.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Okay, thank you so much for calling back, Steve. It looks like you had questions, or you needed to update your payment info, correct?
No, I need my payment info. I didn't realize it lapsed.
Okay.
Nobody had called me. I just get this email Saturday saying that your account is in arrear. I'm there, what? Okay. So now I'm thinking, how can it be? Oh, probably the dates expired on the card this month. That was Amex, isn't it? American Express?
It looks like it's a Visa ending in 6636, and it expires in June of 2022.
Yeah, okay. So that is, I believe, my RBC. What was the last digits on it?
Uh-huh, 6636.
6636. Let me just open this up.
Okay.
Okay, where are we? Got so many damn credit cards. Business and then my personal.
Right.
Where's my Scotia? There it is. So that's funny. I don't have any cards in that last digit.
Huh. Yeah, it's a Visa ending in 6636 and expires June 2022. Security code 943. That's the last one we had on file.
Yeah, okay, so they changed the numbers totally. Okay. Well, anyways,
okay.
I will give you my Visa card number.
Okay. I'm ready when you are.
It is 4538.
Okay.
2707.
Mm-hmm.
3946.
Okay.
4016.
Okay. And may I have the expiration month and year, please?
0128.
Okay, perfect. And may I have the security code as well?
It's 852.
Thank you. And is your zip code still the same, L8H2Y6?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Just another moment.
I just have a quick question for you.
Sure.
Did you guys call this morning to try to get in touch with me? Because I got an email. We tried calling, and we unsuccessfully didn't get in touch with you.
Oh, yes. It looks like we did call. When we called, someone picked up the line but hung up as soon as we said where we were calling from. So we didn't know if it was a good time or not. So we just sent out that email letting you know we try to reach out.
Yeah, yeah. Was it 1-877 number 635-6225?
Yes, that's our direct line. That's our local phone number.
Okay, so that's where the number came at 10:57 a.m., but it dropped on me.
Oh, I see. Yes,
that's
we did see.
I called back right away, figuring, okay, they're open now because you're 3 hours behind us. You're further west. So
exactly.
It takes time to get there for the sun. But what I was going to say, I saw the number and I'm there. I wonder if that's California calling. Okay, let me go back in the office. And then sure enough, I said, okay, that's them for sure. It dropped. As soon as I answered, hello, split auto, no answer. And I just hung up.
Gotcha. No worries at all. Even if that happens, we'll make other attempts during the day. We just weren't sure if it was a good time. But thank you for calling back.
No, that's fine. Yeah, you can call any time. Well, like I say, we're 3 hours ahead of you Eastern time. So.
Exactly. Okay, well, no problem. Thank you for updating your payment information, Steve. It did go through.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for your time, and you have a great day.
You as well. Stay hot, eh?
Yeah. Thank you. You have a great day.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.